It's Spanning the State. I'm Brian Noonan. Kristen will be back with us on Monday. Troubling story that I saw yesterday or the day before. Illegal lockouts are on the rise in Milwaukee County. This is a practice that is illegal in Wisconsin, but that doesn't stop landlords and property owners from using the practice to save some cash and time. So what are illegal lockouts, and how can tenants protect themselves from being the victim of one? Brittany Schoenig is an attorney with Legal Action of Wisconsin. Their goal is to deliver exceptional civil legal service and structural change advocacy free of cost to those most in need, and she joins me now. Brittany, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Okay, let's start with the basics. For those of us who don't know, what is an illegal lockout?
Sure. So in Wisconsin, if a landlord wants to evict a tenant from their property, they need to go through a court order, and there needs to be due process given. Shelter, you know, as we know, it's a fundamental, basic human need. And so if that need is being taken away, a tenant has a right to due process based on the laws of Wisconsin and afforded to them in a court of law. Sometimes, though, landlords don't want to go through that process. And so they will sometimes cause the locks to be changed to the tenant's unit, depriving them of the property and sometimes all of their belongings that they have. Oftentimes, we also see where a utility will be shut out if the landlord is in control of the utility. That's one way to, it's called a constructive lockout or constructive eviction. That's another way to get a tenant out of your property, but without a court order.
So if this is illegal and we know that they're happening, how are landlords and property owners getting away with it?
That's a great question. Right now, if a tenant experiences this self-help eviction, the burden really shifts to them to find a remedy, and the burden shifts on them to prove that they had a tenancy. The burden shifts on them to navigate the court system, to find an attorney if they can, to file a court action, to come up and itemize all of the property that they might have lost or that's been locked away from them in the property. And so there's really limited recourse for a lot of tenants, which incentivizes landlords to use this practice in the first place.
You mentioned that it's a time-consuming process for landlords to file the paperwork and the whole court proceedings for an eviction. When typically would an eviction start? So how long could the process actually take?
That's a great question. Typically, the eviction process starts with notice given to the tenant, and how long that notice is depends on the type of tenancy somebody has, whether or not they have subsidized housing, do they have a written lease, are they a periodic tenancy? There are a lot of different factors that go into what type of notice a landlord is required to give their tenant. If the landlord is alleging that a tenant is behind in rent, typically the most common notice length that we see is 5 days. Sometimes it's 30, depending on the tenancy type and if the tenant receives subsidized assistance. But just with a standard private landlord-tenant relationship, 5 days notice is typically required. And so that 5 days gives the tenant the ability to either pay whatever is alleged to be owed, let the landlord know that they dispute the amount owed, or to vacate the property. And if neither of those are done, then the landlord has the right to file a court action seeking an eviction.
Who can execute an eviction?
That's a great question. So once, assuming that there are no legal defenses that the tenant raises, and that the landlord has served all the documents correctly, including the original notice, then the court can issue a writ, which is essentially a court order saying, tenant, you no longer have the right to be at this property. And only the sheriff's department is allowed in the case of Milwaukee County, that's the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, is allowed to execute that writ, meaning physically go to that property and remove the tenant.
Okay, and in the illegal ones, the landlords or the property owners are usually the ones who are removing all the stuff. Is that correct?
That's correct. Either, again, like I said, through some sort of utility shutoff or changing the locks.
So what should the first step be if a resident is a victim of one of these illegal lockouts. I keep wanting to say knockouts, but illegal lockouts.
Right. Well, the first step is the tenant, you know, understanding that this is an incredibly traumatic time for them. As much as possible, they should try to document the interaction. If the locks were changed, take pictures of the new locks. Take pictures of any evidence that would help support that you were a victim here. If the utilities are shut off, if you have any pictures of utility bills or anything that can help support the illegal lockout, make sure you document that. I think it's always best to keep a copy of your lease agreement if you have a written one, and it's not required that you have a written lease agreement, but having a copy of it on your phone, easily accessible, is best practice. That way, if somebody calls law enforcement, you can show law enforcement that you have a written lease agreement or that you have some sort of understanding of your tenancy there.
Is there anything that you can do proactively to protect yourself from this happening in the first place?
That's a great question. And I don't know that I don't think I have a good answer for that, unfortunately. I would say do your research, though, on your landlord, who your landlord is. If they use a property management company, make sure as best as you can that they're reputable, that they have good reviews. If you can, talk to your friends and family about who they rent from to try to avoid getting into a situation where maybe your property manager or the property owner is not following the law.
Now, I was reading this, and it confused me a little bit, Brittany. Can an eviction order be filed against you and you not know it? Is there a way for if a tenant or resident thinks that an eviction order might have been filed, is there a way for them to check?
Yes. So if you think that an eviction has been filed against you, but you're not really sure, anybody can access the Wisconsin Circuit Court records. Which is a public website that you can go enter your name and see if there's any pending or former action that's been filed against you.
And how is Legal Action Wisconsin helping out? Because I know you guys are heavily involved in this. What are you doing?
Yeah, so we've seen a rise in this issue. And obviously, we want to make it clear, you know, to landlords, property owners, that if you do execute an illegal lockout, there will be consequences. So, there are consumer protection laws that allow tenants to get double their damages for these types of incidents, plus costs and fees. So if you are a tenant, though, that has experienced this and you're in Milwaukee County, feel free to reach out to Legal Action to see if we're able to provide you some assistance.
And what's that website?
We are at legalaction.com. Legal action. I should know this. I'm so sorry. Legalactionofwisconsin.org.
Is it last thing before I let you go, Brittany? Is it a seasonal thing? Like, we're coming into the holidays. We know that a lot of people are short on cash. That includes landlords and property owners. They have a right to get the money they're owed legally. Does this kind of thing go in cycles where there's a lot of illegal lockouts during a certain time of year, and then other times it kind of slows down?
That's a great question. I don't know that we've actually been tracking that data. If we can track that data over the next year and touch base.
That would be great. I'll talk to you in 1 year, 2 days before Thanksgiving, Brittany. We'll get this all straightened out. Legal Action of Wisconsin. Check them out if you are in this situation. Brittany Shanick is our guest. She's an attorney for Legal Action Wisconsin. Brittany, thanks for being on with me today. I appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Brian. You too.
All right. Rhea, mark that down. In a year, we got to do a follow-up. I'm all about following up the big stories. So let's do this, though, and then there's more. It's spanning the state.